Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your presence is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. You are in this house. We welcome you into this place. Hallelujah. We just thank you for what you've been doing in our lives. We just thank you for what you've been doing this week. Father, we worship you. Father, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you're in this place this morning. We just praise your name, God. We give every care to you, Father. We cast every care at your feet. Thank you that you are in charge, Lord. You know every detail of our lives. We just worship you. Just open up your mouth and worship him. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Change up.
lift you up. Oh, we lift you up on our praises. Oh, we lift you up. Lord, we lift you up. We lift you up on our praises. Oh, we lift you up. Oh, we lift you up. Oh, we lift you up on our praises. We lift you up. Oh, we lift you up. Oh, we lift you up on our... Sing with me. We lift you up. We lift you up.
You up on our praise.
We lift you up, Lord.
We lift you One more time, last time. Oh, in my heart.
the word of God. We stand on the word of God. Father, we look to you. And we declare, Father God, in this church, in this city, in this country, Lord. Father, we say, have your way. We say, have your way, Father God, in every detail of our lives. Hallelujah. Coming together. Just coming soft. Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Over this city,
have your way.
Oh, have your way, Lord.
Have your way
in every area of our lives, God. Have your way.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord, have your way.
Have your way. Father, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Well, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for grace and for mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you are here. and that you've granted to us access, access into your presence. Blessed be your holy name forever, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise. Have your way. Do for us today what we cannot do for ourselves. And help us with those things that we must do, that your kingdom and your will be made manifest in our day and in our times. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you glad that you're in the house of the Lord this morning? I know the Lord will meet us here today. I know the Lord has a word for us today. You know, something I know to be true is that sometimes it's not the lack of knowledge that causes us to perish, but rather the implying or the application. Yeah, that's a better word. The application of what we know. That we are not just hearers, we must be doers. Amen? Many have heard but haven't done, and the effect is still the same. If you've heard and not done, you're like somebody who's not heard at all. Today my prayer is that you and I will not be forgetful hearers of the word, but doers of it. That every prophetic declaration that comes forth out of our mouths bears good fruit. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to, well, worship team, thank you so very much. That was so powerful. I might need you again. But before Mama comes up, I'd like to have Sister Sherry come real quickly and share a quick announcement. Amen. Mike, please. Praise the Lord. How's your week been? It's been a blessed week. See, the women's group met yesterday and the men's group met yesterday. We'd like to encourage all the men to meet and all the women to meet each time the gathering takes place. Sister Sherry, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me see.
Okay, I've got one question for you. Have you been to a block party lately? No, there hasn't been too many. Do you know what a block party is? A block party is when you go out on your street, you get together with people in the area around you, you bring some food, they bring some food, you bring some games, you bring some refreshments, you might even have a little music. And everybody comes out. You might meet people who you've never seen in their yard. You'll probably meet people who you've never had to your home. That's a block party. And you go home saying, wow, I didn't know that person was so close to me. Wow, I talked to somebody today that I really want to get to know. We're having a block party. We're having a block party here. It's been a while. On the 15th, 14th? 15th. One more flip. The 15th of July, Saturday the 15th. Now, we're having it from noon to 4. How many of you know there's a little bit of work that goes into a block party? Yes. So I'm going to present you with a few opportunities today. We're not asking for you to come at 10 in the morning and set up and then be here all day and then clean up. Yes, we will have some people that do that, and we thank the Lord for them. But we're not asking that. We're asking if you have a couple of hours that day. If you have a couple of hours, if you're free in the morning, and especially for the men, and you can come help carry out chairs, set up. There's all kinds of things to be set up. If you have a couple of hours during the day, you can come by yourself. You can come with your children. There will be a bouncer set up. There will be different children's games, activities. But you know what? There'll also be people here. People here having food who are waiting for someone to sit down next to them and say, "Hi, my name is Sherry. Tell me about yourself." There's somebody going to be there that day who's waiting for you to minister to them, to just talk to them, to tell them about yourself. That's one opportunity. And I'm going to have a sign-up sheet at the back today. If you can offer help in any of the areas, and I know some of you already have, but I want to get your names and your phone numbers. So you can, to be here in person, to help set up, to help clean up. I've got another one. How many know it's a hot summer? Very hot. My house, we go through a lot of water. You might go through a lot of pop, something else. We need beverages. We need lots of them. We've done this before. When you're at the grocery store, if there's something on sale, whether it's pop you like to drink or juice boxes, just grab an extra and bring it. Water's on sale right now, 24 for $2.97 at Walmart. 12 cents a bottle. Bring some. You can start bringing them now. Just put them inside the banquet hall doors on a table there, and I'll get them. Okay? I've got another way. If it's easier for you to give a monetary donation towards the budget, then put it in your offering envelope, and you know what I'm going to say next. Do not take it from your tithes, offerings, or vows. Call it block party, put it in there above and beyond. And you know that in this church, because we've done so many things before, if we all bring our little, if we bring our 2 hours, our 3 hours, if we bring beverages, if we bring ideas, if we have an idea, if we bring a friend, bring the little that you can. We put it together, and what happens? God multiplies it, and we have more than enough. And the bottom line for a block party is, what would Apostle say? It starts with S. Souls. Amen. So I'll see you at the back later.
Praise the Lord. Good day, everybody. Let's stretch our hands, the rest of you sitting, stretch your hands towards the children as we pray for them. Father, we thank you for all our beautiful children, biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, extended families, every child, those in the seed form in the womb, those from age 120 plus to zero, we commit everyone into your hands. Touch their lives. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. May they be goodly children, godly children, people who love God and serve God, people who are genuine, people with integrity, people who are faithful, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We speak healing, deliverance, and wholeness over all those that are sick or troubled. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our lives, into our heart, into our homes, our church, our city, our nation, and in this service. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, our scripture reading this morning is going to be a short one. Psalm 100. So let us read. Please continue to enjoy our time of reading of scriptures. I'm coming very close to the time I will not be reading for you. You need to learn the word. I think I've spent more than a decade standing and reading the scriptures so you can fall in love with the word of God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to pursue God for yourself. Say amen. All right, let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Are there people in the land? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with what? Singing. I think that's what we were saying. It's not knowledge. Knowledge, you need knowledge. Three things God wants us to have. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know, knowledge is good. The whole world right now is full of knowledge. Who can say this iPad and all this cell phone, is that knowledge? It's knowledge that produces that, but you need wisdom of God. God used wisdom in building. You need understanding to walk it. So, and all that is in the word of God, and you need to pursue those three things. Say amen. Say amen. So you can come to church week after week, be filled with the word of God, and you do not have the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, you are still at the same level. May you be promoted today in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to read verse 1 again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Serving God is not a chore. It's not hard labor. When you lack understanding, it becomes hard. But when you have understanding, it's a pleasure. And you, because you understand the benefit of it for your personal life. You are not doing it for God. You're doing it for yourself. Even if you do it unto the Lord, God doesn't need anything. God is 100% whole. He's satisfied. He's God by himself. He doesn't need anything. Doesn't need anything. He's the maker of all things. The one who makes things does not need the things. He knows how to get it over and over. Praise the Lord. He can clean it out and do all over again. And he did. Praise the Lord. So let's enjoy it with him. Amen. So I will serve, somebody say, I will serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. Praise the Lord. It's not only when the worship team lead us in singing, you should sing. If you don't know how to do it, just watch children. Every child in any nation, anywhere, they sing unto the Lord. Even the birds, they wake up early and they sing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I remember I went somewhere in Mexico to minister, me and apostle, and when we are there, a certain time of the morning, the birds will all get up. They will chat and chat and sing and chat, 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 sing, and they'll go away. Certain time in the evening, they will all come back. Same time on a daily basis. Morning and evening, they're praising the Lord. Somebody say, I'm going to praise God more than the birds. Amen. Don't let the tweet tweet do better than you. Praise the Lord. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Amen. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Say amen. Somebody say, I will bless the Lord. Sometimes or at all times? Yeah, the scripture says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So when things are difficult or hard and not going the way you want, you can still be thankful. Thankful that your finger is working. Thank you. Thankful that your eyeballs can see. Even if it's halfway, you still see something. Say amen. Amen. Thankful that you still have some teeth left. They are not all dentures. Praise the Lord. And if you don't have any, something in your body is working. You still have a fingernail. Be thankful. Say, I will be thankful. Say, I will be thankful. I am thankful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That's me and you. Our generation, the truth is present. Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the way. And I am the life, and I am the door. I am the light. I am the amen. So can somebody say the amen? Well, that's his name, it's amen. One of his names is the amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just saying amen, he's present with you. See what I mean by understanding? Then you don't need me pushing a button here. Say amen. Say thank you. Say faithful. All right, let's rise. It's good to see the Shadrach. Yeah, God bless you. It's good to see you. I'll say, who's praise the Lord? And Daddy Shadrach too, bless you. That's the Owoye's mom and dad. You're looking good. Praise God. All right, let us give thanks to God in your own voice. Thank him. Thank him. You have shelter. You have clothing. You have food. You have water. Thank God that he's, be thankful that he will provide for you. You will have more than $20 to buy just water to donate for the block party. Everybody's this week, you have that because you were told how much it is at Walmart. So be thankful now that you have. You have more than enough to buy potato chips. Hallelujah. I am not hearing your thankfulness. Be thankful. Open up your voice and be thankful to him. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy that endureth forever. Thank you, O God, for being merciful to me and my household. Be thankful to him. You tell him direct. Speak to him. He loves to hear your voice. He loves to just hear his children's voice. You belong to him. You are not of your own. You are bought with a price. You are bought with the precious blood of Jesus. You are a paid for property. You belong to him. I belong to Jesus. I am his property. Hallelujah. Because I'm his property, nothing shall trespass me. Jesus is my Lord. Lord, we give you praise. Every power of darkness is broken and destroyed. In the name of Jesus, everything that blocks the hearing of your people, blocks their vision, blocks their hearing, blocks their voice, blocks their heart, it is broken and destroyed and shattered to pieces and removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the hammer of God begin to come down and crack down every evil forces. Spirit of witchcraft, you are destroyed. Your influence and your targets are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, your tentacles are cut off. They die to their roots. They have no power over God's people, over this house, over this ministry. In the name of Jesus, no matter how you disguise yourself, you are fired by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, there is no hiding place for you in this house. Move in Jesus' name. The sword of the Lord cut you. The word of the Lord pursue you. And let go of your captives. In Jesus' mighty name, the people of God are free. They will get their prayers answered. They will see results. They will have testimony. They will see that God is good. God is good. That God is good. And that God is faithful. Their tears and their cries will be wiped off. And joy and gladness will be in their hearts. They will sing, "Look what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in our sight." Lord, we give you praise for breakthrough upon breakthroughs, victories upon victories, success upon success, answered prayers upon answered prayers. The God of heaven is at work in my heart, in my life, and in the lives of everyone in this house. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to the nation of Israel. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, we give you praise. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless all nations. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed, and all the families of the earth are named by you, Almighty God. Remember your children. Bless Canada, bless Nigeria, bless United States of America, bless, oh God, Argentina, bless Peru, and bless Bolivia, and all the islands of the seas, and all First Nations, all the peoples of the earth, where someone is calling, oh God, may you hear their cry and deliver your people. Bring godly leaders. Nations of the earth right now need godly leaders. Raise them up, O God. Let the agenda of Satan be broken in all the seats of government. That God reign. The Lord reign. Can you say the Lord reign? The Lord reign. If the Lord doesn't reign, the wicked will reign. Say, the Lord reign. The Lord reign. The Lord reign. May you reign supremely in all the nations so that souls will be saved. We know one day you will clean it all out, but we want our brothers and sisters into the kingdom. We have asked now for the hidden, for inheritance. We receive them now in Jesus' name. And Lord, the crusade that is coming up, in July. We pray over it. Let the glory of God fall upon it and upon that nation. Let your name be magnified. Let souls be saved. Let testimonies come. Healing, deliverance, wholeness, the lame walk, the blind see, the cripple are made whole. Those who have internal and external organs that are damaged, they are healed. Their blood are healed. And above all, salvation, Jesus Christ becomes their Lord and Savior. We thank you for all the finest and all the blessings. And we thank you for the block party in July 15. Bring the families here, provide for them. May they receive Jesus, not only physical food, but may they receive food from heaven. In Jesus' name, we thank you that the whole church will be involved. And even some of their family members will come and volunteer. They will not be quiet. They will begin to evangelize. I pray now the spirit of evangelism upon this ministry. That people will begin to tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus. Let that anointing fall upon them. That they will begin to evangelize. And bring souls into the house of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless the word that is coming to us now. Carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who run with the word and publish your word. In Jesus' mighty name, bless our tithes and our offerings. Communion time, the word, and fellowship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we'll be having a crusade in October. That's what we've been talking about. But the other day, 2 days ago, I guess, or was it even yesterday? No, 2 days ago. I got a call from this particular nation to hold a crusade there, and we're going to be doing it the way we did the very first one, virtually. And it's to an area of this particular country where the gospel has not been preached for well over 75 years. And the man who called me said, this is an extremely difficult place. As we prayed and as the team went into this area, they said to call you. And I count that a great privilege. God is using you and I to penetrate into different parts of the world where the gospel has not been preached. I'm expecting miracles. It's going to be well over 100,000 people because the gospel has not been preached in this area. It's just from curiosity alone, people are going to come to those grounds. So I want you to join Mama and I to begin to intercede for souls. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this morning, I want to go on a journey with you. And I want you to be engaged in this journey. I want you to ready yourself to prophesy. Amen? Hallelujah. Last week, we talked about the moving of the mountain. A text was based on the statement of the Lord in Mark 11 when he said, have faith, or have God's kind of faith. If you will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not have any doubt, but believe that those things which you are saying shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. And so we began to move various mountains. The mountain of poverty, the mountain of sickness and disease, the mountain of fear, the mountains of depression, of confusion, failure, and defeat. We proclaimed and declared that mountains of rejection and marital family issues, sabotaging altars, be moved. The spirit of disobedience and rebellion, the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel, Achan and Goliath. We declare that those mountains be moved and be cast into the sea. We proclaimed and declared prophetically that the spirit of divination and monitoring spirits, the spirit of Elymas, spirit of addictions and suicide, move. Hallelujah. Today, let us declare, just to connect with what we started with last Sunday morning, we're going to speak to the spirit of Elymas. Hallelujah. Praise God. The spirit of Elymas is a deceptive spirit that blocks the purposes of God. And I want you to say with me right now, spirit of Elymas, in the name of Jesus Christ, move in Jesus' name. Be cast into the sea. Amen. Praise the Lord. But today I want to go a little bit further. We know the word of God says in Luke chapter 17 these words. I'm going to take it up from verse 1 through 6. Luke 1 or Luke 17 verse 1. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible. Somebody say, it is impossible. Say it again. It is impossible. But that offenses will come. In other words, God's word says, offenses are going to come. There is no way, no how, that offenses aren't going to come. It is part of life. Hello? No matter where you are, no matter how wonderful your family is, no matter how amazing your church is, no matter how amazing the people that you are with are, offenses are going to what? Come. Because it is impossible for it not to come. Did you get that? But woe unto him from whom they come. God proclaims a judgment on the one who is bringing the offense. He says it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea. Wow. Than that he should offend one of these little ones. In other words, God is saying, woe to whoever it is that is coming to offend you, my little one. It is better that that person was not born. You see how serious that is? He says, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent. thou shalt forgive him. Did he get the point? Now, the word seven times here, you know, in another text, he would say 70 times seven. So the number seven is, it doesn't matter how many times. Because seven is a number of completion. Are you with me? He says, no matter how many times, forgive him, forgive her. Watch this. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I what? Repent. Thou shalt forgive him that came to what? To repent. Did you get that? He came and he repented. Forgive him every time. Now, don't go home too happy yet. Because the word of God says, as you forgive others, so shall you be forgiven. Amen? So if you want to be forgiven, even before you repent, forgive even before they repent. Praise God. Now, hopefully I'll get to the point, to the reason why you need to do that. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke these words to his disciples, the Bible says, the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. My goodness, what are you asking me to do? Seven times a day? Forgive that rascal? Oh, you got to increase our faith, you know, because I don't see how this is going to happen. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. The disciples said, increase our faith. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, no. You don't need increased faith. You need mustard seed faith. Just a minute amount is enough. Amen? Don't, you know, yeah. Increase our faith. No, I don't need to increase your faith. If you've got even a mustard seed faith, this sycamine tree is going to move. But what sycamine tree, Lord? This sycamine tree of unforgiveness, of offense. Now, what is a sycamine tree? A sycamine tree is similar to what you might call a sycamore tree. Now, this particular tree is a very interesting tree. Because this tree not only grows to about 30 feet, but it has a very interesting root system. The sycamine tree root, tap root, can go down about 100 feet. Are you with me? The sycamine tree also has almost like a fibrous root system that runs on the surface and doesn't go too deep, but goes sometimes, in some cases, 50, 70 feet away from where the main trunk is. Are you with me so far? So when you see a sycamine tree, it just spreads just like that. And if you have a sycamine tree, now the sycamine tree he's talking about here is the one in the Middle East. The ones that we have over here, will destroy because of the root system that runs on the surface. If it is close to your house is finished. The root system will break through your foundation because it's trying to get water, and it will destroy your house. No matter how amazing your house is. Are you with me so far? This is the picture of unforgiveness. Now imagine a root system like that. Just going, 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 going. And then it has a taproot that goes about 100 feet down. What do you have here? A tree that is almost impossible to pluck out. You get a point? So it is with bitterness, offenses, unforgiveness. Jesus, our Lord, says, if you have a mustard seed kind of faith, you are going to be able to see that thing plucked out and cast into the sea. Amen? The sycamine tree, the wood, was specifically used for building or making caskets. You know what a casket is? That's where you put dead bodies. Huh? This is an interesting tree. That's the same thing like unforgiveness. Unforgiveness brings death around you. This particular tree, the sycamine tree, doesn't get pollination the same way like other trees get pollinated. The sycamine tree is pollinated by wasp, only by wasp. The wasp will strike deep into the core of the fruit of the sycamine, and that's how it spreads that particular tree. Water, wind, none of that. The normal ways of pollination don't work on the sycamine tree. Only the wasp. Have you ever had an experience where somebody say, oh, that guy stung me. I'm not going to let them sting me again. Well, we're talking about unforgiveness, offenses that strike at the heart and create problems. Why are we talking about this today? Because this is what we need rooted out. Because unforgiveness is the mother of all the things that we talked about as mountains last week. Where unforgiveness is present, you are going to have the fruits of the flesh found in the book of Galatians. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Galatians tells us in Galatians 5 that the fruit of the flesh, they are adultery, they are fornication, they are uncleanness, lasciviousness. Are you with me? Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, divisions, separations, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. All of this stuff come out of the move of the spirit of unforgiveness when you allow it to take root in your life. And the end result of every one of those things is death. That's why the Lord says, take heed. Watch this now. The thing about this sycamine tree, is that it's a tree that does very well in arid, dry places. It loves water, but if there's no water, it's so hardy, it stays. When we allow our hearts to become hardened, this evil still can thrive. The Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 15 beginning to read from verse 10 makes a very striking statement. The Bible says he called a multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying of yours? Do you know they got offended? When we're talking about it's not what you eat that's going to offend you or defile you, it's what's coming out of your mouth that's going to offend. They were upset. But he answered and said, watch this, every what? Plant. Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be what? Rooted up. My Father does not plant offenses. And therefore, the root of offense will and must be what? Rooted out. God is not in the business of offending. God is in the business of speaking the truth. If you get offended because the word of God is being preached, it was not God who offended you. It is the devil who is lying to you that you should be offended because the truth was spoken. Did you get that? Some people come to church, they hear the word of God, and they leave offended. How that pastor start talking to me about, well, how I should handle this or handle that. Oh, that pastor was talking to me about tithing and I'm offended. Hello, excuse me. The offense came from the devil. The truth is the truth. Praise the Lord. You must never hear the word of God and be offended and think it has to do with God. No. Once offense is trying to come, you say, this is not the planting of the Lord. It must now be rooted out. Because as soon as you allow offenses to come in, disaster is at the door of your life. You will become blind. Let me say that again. You will become what? Blind. I'll say it the third time. You will become what? blind. What do I mean by blind? You will not see clearly anymore. And the Lord Jesus Christ continues that discourse and says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. When you are offended and you find people to come into agreement with your offense, you are both in the same boat. When you are offended, you want somebody to come alongside of you to tell you, let go of it. Let it go. Surrender it to God. This is not the workings of the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. Looking for somebody to support your idea so that you can be more offended. Yeah, don't mind them. You know, that's what they are always doing. Yes, I know they've done it to so many people. That is not what I want to hear. What I need to hear is, vengeance belongs unto the Lord. God will deal with this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You allow yourself to be offended. Guess what? God will deal with you who is getting offended and not the other person. So what do you mean by that? Miriam is upset with Moses because Moses went to marry an Ethiopian woman. A black woman. How dare you, Moses, go marry a black woman? Guess who God was upset with? Moses? No, Miriam, stricken with leprosy. Did you get that? When you embrace offense, it's like you drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You drank the cyanide and you're expecting Johnny to die. No, Johnny's not going to die. Johnny didn't drink it. You drank it. When you embrace unforgiveness, you hurt yourself. Nobody else. Now, it is true that bitterness troubleth many. When you take your bitterness and you spread it to somebody else, and that person takes it, then they get polluted. And by their pollution, because they came into agreement with the lie that the enemy has whispered into your hearing, they also become damaged. And you know the thing? Are you listening? Don't carry other people's problems. Because the person who is offended by somebody else may settle the matter with the person they were offended with. And meanwhile, you've carried that offense and you don't know what they are doing. And now you are still carrying on the offense. Meanwhile, they've made up. Especially a husband and a wife. You start jumping inside the husband-wife problem. Guess what? You'll be the dead talk. They've settled, and you still carrying the problem. Is somebody listening? Whatever it is that we do, we must do in the spirit of love. Period. If you are not walking in love and doing things in love, you will be damaged. It's just the way it is. But today we are going to declare certain things rooted out. Amen? But not only are we going to declare things to be rooted out by the authority of the Word of God, but we are going to declare plantings of God. Amen? The Word of God says, you cannot spoil the strong man's house except that you first bind the strong man, then you can spoil his house. Is that not true? So we're going to do both today. the things that we're going to see rooted out, and then we're going to plant other things by the authority of the Word of God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The disciples said, increase our faith. Let me say this. Even if you have lots of faith, lots and lots and lots and lots, you've got all kinds of faith. Your faith isn't going to work without the catalyst of love. Faith, Galatians chapter 5 tells us, worketh by love. Galatians 5 and verse 6. And this goes through for believers as well as unbelievers. For hear the statement of the Lord. It says, for in Jesus Christ, if you're in Jesus Christ, neither, watch this now, circumcision availeth anything. You circumcise because you are in covenant. You're in Jesus Christ and you're in covenant. It says, availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. You're not in covenant, you're in covenant, you're not in covenant. It says it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is faith, which worketh by love. So I want faith, I want faith. But if there's no love, faith doesn't work. And you're not going to be able to forgive anybody if you don't love. Did you get the point? If the presence of love is not there, no amount of confession, I claim it, is going to make a difference. You have to be engaged with love. Period. And then when you engage faith, no matter how small the faith is, it works. Did you get that? Let me put it this way. You've got a scoop of soap and you want to wash your clothes. And you put that scoop of soap on your dry clothes. Does it get clean? So it didn't get clean with one scoop. So you bring a truckload of soap and you dump it on that clothes. Does it get clean? What does it need? It needs water. Yeah? It needs water. So without water, the soap is no good. That powdered soap is no good without the water. So also your faith without the presence of love, which is like the water, is no good in removing strife, bitterness, confusion, poverty, fear, doubt, idolatry, witchcraft, and whatever else. It only works because there is the presence of love. Capish? So the book of Galatians chapter 5 tells us about the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5. It says to us in Galatians 5, beginning to read from verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Did it say, but the fruits of the Spirit are? Singular. So the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. And out of love, there is the manifestation of joy, the manifestation of peace, the manifestation of long-suffering, the manifestation of gentleness, the manifestation of goodness, the manifestation of faith. Hello? Are we together? All of these are coming out of love. The manifestation of meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. And they that are Christ, those that are in Christ, they that have Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. What do you and I need to do to see the sycamine tree removed? We've got to engage with the one who is love. The Bible says God is love. Did you hear that? If you define God, you must define him by that one word, L-O-V-E, love. You must define him by agape. Did you get that? God is a spirit. There are many other spirits. But God is a manifestation of agape. God is a manifestation of love. And that love is what causes everything to work. So when you find yourself, when I find myself in a situation where anger, strife, bitterness, confusion, every negative emotion wants to kick in, I must not, watch this now, not meditate on anything else but the word of love. What will love do? Because the bitterness and the anger and the strife and the offense comes from meditation. Come on, help me out. You get more upset as you meditate on the wrong that somebody did to you, and all of a sudden it starts weaving and weaving and weaving, and you start percolating like a percolator, you know, making your own bitter coffee. Are we together? And I tell you what, you know, the sycamine tree, the fruit is a very bitter fruit. Very, very bitter. There's a tree that looks like a sycamine tree. It's a mulberry tree. And the mulberry tree, the figs from that mulberry tree look exactly like the figs from the sycamine tree. So if you put them side by side, you couldn't tell the difference. But the mulberry figs are sweet. Meanwhile, the sycamine tree is bitter. Remember the statement of the Lord about being by Bethany, the house of dates or misery? Well, that's what we're talking about. Everything that happens in your life, you have a decision to make on whether you're going to choose the path of offense or the path of joy, of love. God spoke to Cain. He says, hey, there is trouble by the door. If you do the right thing, you'll be okay. But if you choose to do the wrong thing, it's going to be problems. And Cain elected to do the wrong thing. And many times that's what we do. We know what the right thing to do is, but we choose to do the wrong thing. I'm not going to let them get away with this. I'm going to do this, blah, 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 blah. They will know who I am. Well, by the time they know who you are in a casket made by the sycamine wood. Make the right decision. Nobody is worth your soul. Because of somebody, you're going to go to hell or to the lake of fire. Help yourself. Just choose to love. No matter how ridiculous the reasons are and why they think they have the right to upset you, make the decision. I am not going to bury myself in this mess. I will choose to love. I will choose to speak the blessing out of my mouth because my heart is filled with the goodness of God. My heart is occupied by love. And because my heart is occupied by love, what's going to come out of my mouth is the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Hallelujah. What's going to come out of me is long-suffering, patience, meekness, strength under control. What's going to come out of me is gentleness. Oh, your gentleness, they think it is weakness. Oh, yeah, okay, that's all right. But before I mess my whole life up because of your wicked act, I'm going to choose to do the right thing as unto the Lord, trusting that the Lord will take care of this situation and I'll come out on the other side safe, clean, steadfast. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying by the Spirit of God? Nobody's worth it. You damaging your life with unforgiveness. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 15, I'm going to read the passage up to verse 20. Again, verse 13 and 14. Matthew 15, 13 and 14. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Then he says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the pit. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Make it plain. And Jesus, our Lord, said, are ye also yet without understanding? Don't you get it? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. What's coming out of you will defile you. Oh, you crazy, foolish, dumb, whatever. Guess who it's defiling? Not them, you. The more you speak in those words, you are painting that on your person. And guess what happens? Because you have become the embodiment of, watch this, the embodiment of the sycamine tree. Yes? Guess what is going to come stinging you? The wasp. Ding! One sickness. Oh, my arm. Oh, my leg. Oh, my tummy. Oh, my eyes. Oh, my head. Sting! Sting! And you think it's a medical issue. No, it's a spiritual issue because you've embraced unforgiveness. You've allowed offense in your spirit. And now the wasp will strike you. It will sting you. It will sting you many times over. Is somebody listening? You can choose to be offended or denounce that spirit of offense. Nothing is worth it. Because unforgiveness of others, or even unforgiveness of yourself, will determine your identity. These are not just emotions. These are templates for your spiritual DNA. Unforgiveness. I hope I've not lost anybody. We're on the same page. Okay. It's what's coming out of your heart that will defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil what? Thoughts. Murders. Adulteries. Fornications. Thefts. False witness, blasphemies. Is that not the fruit in Galatians chapter 5 right there? The fruit of the flesh? You see it? These are the things which defile a man. And the context again is the spirit of offense. What is the connection of offense with adultery? Jesus, our Lord, said that there's a connection. What is the connection between... You go down south, people are talking about reparations and stuff like that. And so they are offended because of what happened centuries ago or whatever, decades ago or whatever it is. And so they feel that it is their right to go steal from any store. Yeah? And there's a government that says, well, it is okay if you just steal $950 a day. You can go to any store, steal $950 worth of goods, and it's not a felony. It's the pain that we've caused you. Yeah, you cannot help yourself. And Jesus says that kind of is anybody that tries to feed you those lies and says that you are weak and you cannot accomplish anything because you are just so helpless. That is the devil speaking to you. Because there are no respect of persons in God. God can bless anybody and raise anybody up. When you stand in the power of love, you will walk like a king. Hallelujah. I walked into a store the other day, and in my normal way, I'm just walking, and this guy sees me coming, and he says, that's a man that knows where he's going and what he wants. Where am I rushing to? When I'm a king, I can walk like a crazy man? No, I'll walk with dignity. Take my time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I see people, they were there and they walk past me. I said, am I walking that slow? No, I'm walking with dignity. I am somebody important. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have an entourage with me. Praise God. Why am I going to be rushing like a fool? What am I rushing to? Praise God. Whatever it is I'm going to, it's going to be there. I'm going to arrive on the right time and get whatever it is I need done when I need to get it done. The blessing of God is on my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes people make projections on you. They look at you and say, he thinks he's all that. And he thinks he can just do whatever it is he wants to do. He's all that. Well, they can make such projections and come against you to try to make things difficult for you. But the devil's a liar. Because one, you are all that because you were born by the Spirit of God. You belong to God. Hallelujah. But you are not an arrogant fool. Unforgiveness is a product of arrogance, pride. And God hates it. These things are what defile you. But it's not because you did not wash your hands. We're so focused on outward stuff, and God says, no, it's not the outward stuff, it's the inner stuff. That's where the problem is. And that's where God needs to root out whatever does not belong. I pray today that we see the connection between unforgiveness and every single evil deal that's operating in the lives of people. In fact, your doctors will tell you that the greatest cause for sicknesses and diseases is unforgiveness. You listening? So you think you're hurting somebody. No, you're hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself. Stop meditating on that which is not good. Philippians chapter 4 tell us what kind of things you need to meditate on. In fact, let me go to Philippians chapter 4 and then we'll begin to wrap. Philippians chapter 4, beginning to read from verse 4. The word of God says, finally, brethren. Actually, it starts out, it says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say what? Rejoice. Let your moderation, the way you carry yourself, be known unto all men. Why? The Lord is at hand. He's right there with you. He's standing with you. And he's your keeper. And he's your redeemer. And he's your protector. He's all that you need. Hallelujah. It says, therefore, be careful for nothing, But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Whatever the situation, just make it known unto God. Not because God doesn't know it, but you come in acknowledging God and saying, God, I need you in this situation. This thing is trying to plant itself in my life. It must get out. Offenses get people into drug addiction because they're trying to shut down their pain. Alcoholism, prostitution, whatever it is, it comes from there. And you cannot deal with it in your own strength and your own ability. None of us can forgive in our own ability. Because the roots go so deep. I don't know if I told you this story before. I'm sure I have. I had gone to, the Lord sent me to Kenya many years ago. It was maybe, what, 89? 90? Something like that. Whenever President Bush became president the year previous. So anyway, I was there, and he'd given me a message. Because Mom and I had been asking the Lord a question. And the question was, God, what is wrong with black people? And the reason we asked that is because at that time, we knew friends and people that had PhDs that were driving taxis. People that were highly educated, doing menial jobs. Not only here, but in the U.S. And there's a lot of brain drain out of Africa coming into North America and into Europe. And African nations were left undeveloped. And we cried out to God and said, God, what is wrong? What is wrong? And the response of the Lord was striking. He said, slavery. I said, slavery? He said it to me, said it to Mama. Slavery, what about slavery? Like slavery is like way, way back. He said, as long as the black man keeps on blaming the white man for slavery, watch this, and does not accept the role of your fathers, your kings, and your chiefs in slavery, you will always be like this. I said, what? He says, your fathers sold their children and their enemies to the white man. He says, now I send you to Kenya. And when you get to Kenya, I don't want you to talk to any of the speakers at the conference you're going to be going to. Don't tell any of them to come to your session. Don't tell anyone what you're going to be speaking on. And I'll tell you when to speak on this particular subject. And he took me to the book in the Old Testament about the story of Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son that was dropped by the nurse and was lame and crippled. And the Lord says, your fathers dropped you. The ones that you thought should protect you dropped you. That's the problem. And now I want you to go and I want you to repent on behalf of your fathers to the Americans, black Americans I'm going to bring to the conference. I knew nothing about this, and I went, and sure enough, there were about four or five Americans, black Americans there. And time and time again. We'll meet, they'll finish their sessions, they leave for their hotel. And this was my last session. I'm coming in and they were leaving. And the Lord says, this is the day you should speak. I wanted to tell them to stay. And the Lord says, I told you not to tell anybody anything. So I went, opened the word, and began to teach. And talked about the things I just talked about now in more detail. And as I did so, they were gone to their hotel, but when they got to the hotel, the Lord told them, what are you doing here? You need to go back now and listen to my son. So they turned around and they came and they sat in the front row. But I had already prepped the rest of the congregation. God is such a wise God. They knew what to do. They were ready in their hearts. They knew, hey, we need to repent. And so I recapped a few minutes what I had started talking about. And I asked them to come up. Asked them if they will forgive. I'm standing on behalf of the kings and the chiefs and the leaders for centuries that were engaged in the act of slavery, and their fathers and their mothers were taken out into different parts of the world. Will you forgive me? And he said, yes. And I, as they said that, something that I didn't expect happened. They were all slain by the power of God. I didn't touch anybody. And they started convulsing. I'm talking about speakers. These were conference speakers. And they are thrashing like fish on the floor and coughing. It was like a deliverance. I'm saying, these are ministers. A deliverance is taking place here. Lord, what is happening here? And he said, the pain is very deep. I am rooting it out. And as that happened, I was walking. I walked away from them. I was walking like this. And I said to Saint, because of what has just happened here, God is going to raise up a president. No, first of all, no, not before the president. I said, God is going to raise up blacks into high levels in the government of the United States. And there is going to be a black president. And I said, oh my God, what did I just say? That was Bush coming into power. No, Junior. Bush coming into power, and when he was coming into power, he came up with Condoleezza Rice and Powell, and all these guys came up. 4 years later, a young man in Chicago who was just working politically in the street, just doing his thing, is invited to run for Senate, I think it was, by a woman that held it for years. You know the name of the guy, right? Barack Obama. And 4 years in, he speaks at the Democratic Convention and hit it out of the park. And when Bush was crossing over his second term, guess who stepped in? Barack Obama. Clinton was supposed to win. Everybody said, Clinton, we were in China. And we were saying, no, it's not that. It's Barack Obama. He was a long shot. In fact, the woman who stepped out of the way so that he could run came and said, you know, I changed my mind. And Barack said, I've already started this thing. I'm not leaving. And she ran against him and he beat her. And so that's how we got Barack Obama. And it was from where? Where is his roots? Kenya. Is God an amazing God or what? You should see our phone ringing off the hook. It's like, you know those commercials, or not commercials, cartoons where the phone rings and the phone is... That's how my phone was ringing off the hook when Obama became president. Hey, man of God! What you said has happened, though. I say, what is it? I didn't even believe that it was going to happen that quick. But it happened in Kenya. Because God rooted out something. Hallelujah. But the devil is a bad devil. Because he's still trying to get blacks, even after all the raising, he's still getting blacks to think we are nobodies. The devil's a liar. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everywhere blacks go, they champion. And they must see themselves that way. Praise God. We are all the creations of God. God has made us all great, and we all have a purpose in God. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me wrap this up. I want you to rise with me. We've talked about things that we want rooted out. But now, I want us to declare the things that we can have now. The planting of the Lord. Praise God. In 3 John and verse 2, the word of God says, I can have my healing. Hallelujah. Don't think I forgot about Philippians chapter 4. Read it for yourself. The things that you need to think about. Word of God says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul, what? Prospered. Say with me, I have my healing now. This is the planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, the word of God tells us about how Jesus grew in wisdom, grew in stature, and in favor with God and with men. So I want you to declare with me, I have favor with God and man. In Jesus' name, this is the planting of the Lord in my life. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, the word of God says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Say with me, in Jesus' name, I have power to get wealth, to prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus. This is planted in my life by my Father right now. Amen. Praise God. Say with me from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. I have the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it again. I have the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. In Joshua 1 and verse 8, God says to Joshua, He says, you can have good success. Your way can be made prosperous because you are meditating on the word of God day and night. So I want us to declare now, in the name of Jesus, I have good success. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11, God says to us, he says, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I have and I am greatly increased in Jesus' mighty name. This is the planting of the Lord in my life. Amen. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 through 10, the Bible says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Say with me, hallelujah. I have the blessing of Jabez in Jesus' mighty name. This is the planting of the Lord in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say with me, I am the manifestation of the planting of the Lord. The word of God says in Isaiah chapter 61, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to them that are captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Verse 2 says, "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise," hallelujah, "for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, and they shall build old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves." Somebody shout hallelujah. "For I, the Lord," hallelujah, "love judgment." Hallelujah. God says, he says, "For your shame, praise the Lord, ye shall have double blessings. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, have loved judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them and their seed." Praise God. Hallelujah, "shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed." Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Psalm 92, verse 13. "Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age." Hallelujah. "They shall be fat and flourishing." Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did we sing about the rock that is higher than I? Praise the Lord. So say it with me again. I am. Say it again. I am the manifestation of the planting of the Lord. I will manifest the glory of my Father. No offense in me. No unforgiveness in me. No bitterness in me. It is all rooted out because it is not the planting of the Lord, but that which God has favored me with me. That which God has favored me with is now planted in my life forever. It is settled in heaven and now in the earth, in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And they said for new beginnings, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good. Thank God for every one of you. At this time, Mama is going to come and join me as we share in communion together. But while she's coming, this is that time when we bring our best gifts of faith unto the Lord. So I encourage you now to come. Honor God with your giving. Those that are online, on Zoom, and whatever, the information for your giving is on your screen. Those in Toronto, you know your handle. I believe it's Toronto Donations. Use it. Others use the donation at Glory and Peace. Let us come quickly. Let us honor the Lord. Next Sunday is Father's Day, I believe, but it is going to be a very special service. The Lord is quickening in my spirit that we're going to do something of very, very, very important value. And you don't want to be about it. You want to be part of it. You want to participate. You want to be engaged in that service. For what we're going to do is going to be a fresh thing for every one of us to see. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm not going to give you any more details than that. But just be here. Those of you that are normally here, I know you'll be here. Spread the word to others that are not here today. Let them know they need to be in the house next Sunday, Father's Day. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is, first of all, did everybody get the elements? If there's anyone who doesn't have the elements of communion, please raise your hand. Is somebody here that doesn't have? If you need elements, please get it real quick. Hallelujah. This is the body of the Lord. It is for our healing and our prosperity. May all that God had in his mind when our Lord Jesus Christ sat at that table of communion, may everything he had on his mind that spells out his goodness, his mercy, his loving kindness, all that he had on his mind, be activated and be received by every one of us, even now. Receive total healing, total provision for every area of your life, to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, take and eat.
Say, I receive.
I receive
the blessings of my Father.
The blessings of my Father.
My Heavenly Father.
My Heavenly Father.
Blessings of Father Abraham.
Blessings of Father Abraham.
Isaac. And Jacob.
And Jacob.
I receive. Blessings.
Blessings.
That God has allocated to me and my family.
That God has allocated to me and my family.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Go in the strength of the Lord. Go in his might. May his favor abound towards you in every area of your life. Amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll come and say greetings to those that are here for the first time and some of you that are new. Amen? But let's say hello to Brother Bill.
Hi, Brother Bill.